Hello and welcome. It's hour number one of our radio program. And this hour, which was recorded live on terrestrial radio and repackaged here in the podcast world with limited commercial interruption, but you knew that already. The NFL has decided to kick the ball down the road regarding Deshaun Watson's punishment, placing him on the commissioner's list. Did they make the right call? And read between the words of the NFL statement, not good for Deshaun. Short term, it's a win. Long term does not sound encouraging. I'll explain why right now in hour number one. Kicking the can down the field. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we blab in the dead of the night, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long, hanging out here at the Fox Sports Radio studio. So good to have you alongside. Our lead this hour comes from the NFL. A stunner in Houston. Now, we anticipated, you know what happens when you anticipate? You assume that the NFL would do what the NFL has done in situations like this in recent years, what all sports leagues have done, presented a similar situation, although this is very unique to the legacy of Deshaun Watson. But Deshaun Watson got some good news. Kind of some good news. Now, if you didn't hear it, maybe you missed it. Maybe you're out doing things or just not paying attention. Bad job by you. Have his legal clouds dissipated? No, they have not dissipated. Is he out of the weeds somewhat? No, that's also not true. However, the NFL did put no restrictions on Watson's participation in the Texans' activities during training camp here, which begin later on Wednesday. The Texans will hold their first practice just hours from now in the big picture as we talk live. There are 22 active civil lawsuits with allegations of sexual assault or sexually inappropriate behavior. Keep your hands to yourself with your garden hose. During a massage, by accusations made against Watson. And that's just the tip of the spear, because there's more. As they say in every good late-night infomercial, but wait, there's more. 10 women have filed criminal complaints with the police department in Houston. Criminal, as in guilty, handcuffs, jail, that kind. Civil lawsuits, you just have to write a check. But criminal, woo-wee, that's where things get serious. Now, two of the ladies have not filed lawsuits against Watson, but have gone to the police, thus debunking the longstanding theory of Deshaun Watson sycophants that this was just a money grab. Well, if two of the women haven't sued and they've gone to the police, that would lead you to believe, for them, it's not a money grab. So how are you going to defend that? Go ahead, defend that. I'm waiting. I'm all ears. Now, the prepared statement released by the NFL said the league's review of these serious allegations against Deshaun Watson remain ongoing and active. That's how the statement began. They went on to say, we are working cooperatively with the Houston Police Department and ensuring that the NFL's inquiry does not interfere with their investigation. It's an important sentence. Important sentence right there. Statement continues. As we continue to gather additional information and monitor law enforcement developments, we will make appropriate decisions consistent with the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, blah, 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 a lot of bullcrap there. And they said, at this time, we have no restrictions. There are no restrictions on Watson's participation in club activities, close quote. So let us discuss. Did the NFL make the right call allowing Deshaun Watson to at least start training camp without restrictions? Now, I'm shaking my head no on this. This is an obvious no. I've got double whammy, king size, and Mozart. And we will combine all of these things together. Now, listen, the NFL right now has a one-track mind. They are hyper-focused on forcing players to take the vaccine. doing everything they can. That's where the tunnel vision is among the NFL types. That's the fixation of Roger Goodell and his minions at this point. Everything else, including Deshaun Watson and the 24 women, can take a backseat. Deshaun Watson is allowed to practice because the NFL right now has blinders on to everything outside of the COVID world. That's where their focus is. Now, Watson providing the double whammy for the Texans, because not only does he have the cloud of scandal with 10 criminal complaints and 24 total women who have accused him of being a creepster, but he's also trying to strong-arm his way out of town at the same time. When it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. Now, part B of this. So, Deshaun Watson, we know he's already gotten a little bit of this, but he's in for a major reality check as training camp gets underway. The NFL saying there's no timetable. Watson, you don't feel bad for him. I don't have any empathy for Deshaun Watson. He made this king-size bed of nails, and now he's got to lay on them just like he laid on the massage table and said, hey, just move the hand a little lower. That's right. The kielbasa needs some love. That's Deshaun Watson and us. I don't feel bad for the guy. Now, we will be surprised if the Texans actually allow him to take any meaningful reps. So even though he's been allowed to show up and participate, I'm still of the mindset that he's not going to get valuable reps. And I'll tell you why. It is inevitable that this thing drags through the NFL regular season. We all agree on that, yes? We all agree. No settlement. Can't have a settlement when it's not all civil. There's some criminal allegations against it. So it's going to drag in and pass the regular season. So it's inevitable that he's going to be sent at some point to the principal's office. So he's going to end up in the principal's office, and this will not be resolved anytime soon, but certainly not by the time the season begins in September. So the smart money says, if you're Houston, now you're going to blow chunks anyway. They got nothing. They're supposed to be the worst team in football this year, the Texans. And so you've got to severely limit or not even allow Deshaun Watson to take reps at all. Tyrod Taylor, Jeff Driskel, and Davis Mills are the three horsemen of the apocalypse for Houston football. Playing Watson makes no sense for two reasons. All right. First one, he's going to be put on the commissioner's exempt list at some point. That's bound to happen. Secondly, what if Watson were to go out there and take a dive and fake an injury and then everything's guaranteed? And that changes the equation also. You're not going to be able to trade him. No one's going to touch him with a 10-foot pole at this particular point. And it has been done before, players faking injuries. Oh, my aching back. Oh, my back hurts so much. Send me to therapy. All right, last word here. So the NFL's grumbling about the investigation. I got a kick out of this. And indicating in so many words that the investigation is being sabotaged or undermined by restrictions. The NFL complaining that they have not been given access to speak to many of the plaintiffs in the civil case or to third parties who may have relevant information. Now, since the league is not law enforcement, they don't have badges, they have a shield, they have no subpoena power. Now, I've never been a lawyer or a police officer, but I've played one on the radio, and that's pretty much the key to anything, any good police work, subpoena power, right? And where have we heard this song before? The NFL, they ought to get out of this investigation business. It's a bridge to nowhere. They hire all these impressive law enforcement people with FBI backgrounds, and this guy ran that police department and the other police department over here. They all have glowing resumes, but they're castrated by not being able to subpoena the people they need to talk to. And without subpoena power, you are at the mercy of people choosing to speak to you. And how many people would go out of their way to speak to a bunch of blowhards from the NFL? Right. Time is the most valuable commodity that we have. There's a finite amount. We don't know how much we have. And to waste your time talking to some phony suit from the NFL, come on. But without the subpoena, it's like Mozart without the piano. What good is that, right? What good is Mozart without the piano? Not very effective. And we have a sneaking suspicion that law enforcement told the NFL, stay in your lane. which, if I'm reading the room right, is not a good sign for Deshaun Watson. Right, not a good sign. We know the NFL's image conscious, and they, if they've been told to stand down, and you parse the words of the statement from the NFL, the prepared statement, that they continue to gather additional information and monitor law enforcement developments. What does that mean? They're reading websites that post stories from the Houston Police Department, and they said they'll make the appropriate decisions based on the CBA and all that. But when they said they're working in cooperation with the Houston Police Department and ensuring that the NFL does not interfere with their investigation. Now, that line right there, that's the money quote. To make sure the NFL does not interfere, what does that mean? To me, the way I heard it, that means that there's a criminal investigation and the NFL could compromise that criminal investigation by interviewing some of the people involved in said criminal investigation. That's how I read it. That's how it sounded to me at this particular point. But that's where we are. Again, Watson conceivably will be on the field. You'll see some B-roll of him seemingly out without all the quarterbacks. But will he take any serious reps? I find that hard to believe. We will find out. But it is the Texans. They're the bad news bears of football. So anything possible with the Houston Texans. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on that or anything else, you are more than welcome here. All are welcome in our store. We hope you try to buy something. You know, everything's discounted in the beginning of the show, and then it gets more expensive as the show goes on. It gets more expensive as the show moves on. So we'll take your calls. 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. We're also on Twitter. Give a warm welcome to our homies on Twitter there, at Ben Maller, live real-time feedback. And there's also some videos on there and our Facebook page if you want to check that out, at Ben Maller on Fox on Facebook. Or Ben Maller, no, it's just Ben Maller Show on Facebook. Instagram's Ben Maller on Fox. Three different social media platforms, three different names. Good marketing people will tell you to get one name across the board so people know that name. I'm not good at marketing, so I have three different names. I have my own name without any other letters on Twitter, just Ben Maller. And then I have Instagram with Ben Maller on Fox and Facebook, Ben Maller Show. There'll be a quiz on this later. We hope you will do well. So again, 877-99 on Fox. And so we haven't heard much on Richard Sherman recently. Last we heard, he was trying to break down like a human battering ram the front door of his in-laws' house in Washington. The video went viral. Then a judge, after that video went viral, he scared the crap out of some poor kids. Richard Sherman was called a pillar of the community by the judge. It's good to have a 12th man as a judge, I would say. So anyway, will Richard Sherman retire because of all this? There's a new development on Richard Sherman, whether he will give up his NFL career in the haze of the scandal. We'll give you the latest on that. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Ben, Ben Bonito. My Ben, Ben Bonito.
Spin cycle!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other superfans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And it's all over, Eddie. Olympic basketball, 120-66. Good news for Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard. They will not have to go to Tehran in Iran there, the capital, as they have righted the ship.
Covered the spread, too.
What was the spread? I didn't even see the spread.
I guarantee what it was.
You don't know. I mean,
it wasn't
that's
40 points.
You don't know that.
I guarantee it
was. I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Yes,
I'll look it up. All right, hold on a sec here. Olympic point spreads, something I would not anticipate looking up. I think it's a bad win, though, for the U.S. They give up 66 points to Iran. That's a bad win, Eddie. What do you think? You with me on that?
That's a stretch.
No? You're not? I don't see any Olympic lines. I don't know. I don't know where to find Olympic lines. They don't have them at my place. So anyway, if anybody knows what the points, I'm sure the point spread's out there. You can bet on everything, at least on the offshore books. So Team USA wins, and they live. I guess they're okay with Popovich's system now, as long as they can play Iran. Can you name any players on the Iranian team? One player right now.
Ayatollah Jordan.
Wow. Okay.
Ala Abdulnabi.
How dare you? How dare all of you? You're evil people. You're bad people. Shame on you. Anyway, so we began the hour talking about Deshaun Watson and his situation on the Bills Monster. One of the senior members of Bills Mafia says, A-plus monologue, Deshaun Watson should never play in the NFL again. Where are all the feminists? It doesn't matter. Buffalo's going to win the Super Bowl anyway. So, it's a Bills Monster. I found out my cousin, now I grew up, my cousin just moved to Southern California from Houston, but she lived in New York for a long time, and she married a guy from New York. And so we've been kind of reconnecting. I hadn't seen her in years or him in years, many, many years. And so we're reconnecting. And he's like your typical New York sports fan, except he does not like the Giants or the Jets. My cousin's a huge Buffalo Bills fan. And he says because the Bills are the only team in New York and the Jets and Giants play in Jersey and he despises Jersey. So therefore, he's a Buffalo Bills fan, even though he grew up. No, serious. Here's what he said. He told me the whole story. He said, growing up in New York, he did not like New Jersey. And because the teams played in Jersey, he became a Bills fan. Even though the Bills played hundreds of miles away from where he grew up and the Jets were 15 miles away or whatever it is. It's interesting. Interesting. Mr. Wright writes in, so Tom Brady gets suspended for destroying a phone. This clown is playing peekaboo with Mr. Weenie with multiple women who didn't want it. He's good to play, says Mr. Wright, comparing the situation to Tom Brady. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, says the NFL is in the football business, and that's where they should keep it. Now, I agree with you on that. But they're also in the woke business, so they're trying to accomplish everything here. And to think that Trevor Bauer, there's one accuser against Trevor Bauer, and there's no criminal charges, and he has already been away from the team. Now, he's paid, right? They've got their own commissioner's exempt list in baseball, but by the time, if he is allowed back, he will be away from the team for months. That's the best case, at least a month, the best case scenario, depending on how this plays out. Watson's got 24 women accusing him, and the NFL's like, yeah, go out there. Do some 40-yard dashes. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Let's see here. Just Josh says, leave the investigating to the rub wrong sausage case up to some real pros like Scooby and Shaggy, he says. Now, Thomas in the 513 says, F-minus monologue. Who freaking cares about anything Houston and Deshaun kick his ass out of the league? F. Altuve and the dumbass Texans. So he says, pull my finger. In Colorado, that's a great nickname. Says Benny the Bopper. What do you get when you cross Deshaun Watson and Gaylord Perry? He says Trev or Bauer. I don't think I pronounced that right. Go Gigantes. Yeah. Again, these giant fans here, Roberto. They're crawling out behind the refrigerator here. They're pumping their chest out here, and I don't blame them. Listen, yeah. The Dodgers gag.
They can right now. I mean, the Dodgers deserve it. It's terrible.
Listen. Awesome. Yeah, Billy McKinney. I'm looking at
Luke Rayleigh.
I look at this lineup. This is a team that should be a 500 baseball team, the Dodgers. Were these stiffs?
Yeah, they should have gotten blown out today with that lineup there.
Yeah, that's a bad win for the Giants too, right?
Exactly, yeah.
They should have won that game going away. The fact they had to come back and they needed a couple of walks and an error to – come on. Yeah. The burner account says, thank God, Benjamin, I didn't know where you were going to go with that king-size term. Get your mind out of the gutter. I was thinking maybe a king-size salami sandwich, B-plus on the monologue. Carry on. We will carry on. Because that's what we do. We carry on into the night. Let's see here. The Russian kid says, same shift, same trip, new show. Different state, but double Watson monologue is called obsession. So the Russian kid upset with the double Watson, and he's giving me a B-. I got an even lower grade from James the Machinist in Minnesota. He says a C monologue. the tip of the spear and kielbasa. That's it. I almost feel like counting subpoena power as another innuendo, as two seem a tad inaccurate, or inadequate, rather. Excuse me. I apologize. So half the room gets upset when I use the innuendo. The other half looks forward to it. Cannot win. So will Richard Sherman retire? We haven't heard much from Richard Sherman since his night gone bad when he went into a rage. Still don't know what that was all about. We know he got completely sauced. His wife was freaking out enough to call the police. And he went over to the neighbor's house, or the in-law's house there, and then turned into a human battering ram. Can't deny that. It's on tape. Saw the videotape online. And then the judge told him, you're a pillar of the community. We love you. So what's going to happen? Well, is Richard Sherman about to retire? I'm shaking my head no. In fact, we have some new information here, courtesy of our guy Softy. Softy Mahler, no relation, but we are radio brothers from a different mothers. Softy Mahler there on our flagship in Seattle, KJR, had Stanford coach David Shaw on, who has known Richard Sherman since he was a pipsqueak. And David Shaw says that he has spoken to Richard Sherman and that Sherman has indicated that he is not going to retire. He plans to play one more year, which would seemingly be this year. It's hard to imagine you sit a year out and then come back and play. So Sherman wants to play one more year. And the teams that were mentioned, according to the Stanford coach David Shaw, who knows Richard Sherman, and we can assume that this might have come from the mouth of Richard Sherman, are a return to the Seahawks, and he also mentioned the Raiders as a possible landing spot. Well, we know John Gruden slobbered all over Richard Sherman. Remember that podcast interview that he did with Sherman and Collinsworth? Couple months back, and Gruden was just gaga, head over heels for Richard Sherman. So let's go to our Raider expert, Roberto. Roberto, would you welcome with open arms Richard Sherman to Lost Wages, Nevada?
No, he's past his prime.
It's a good take. It's not the wrong take. That's a good take right there. That is the correct answer. You can continue on the show. That is the correct answer.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
So we heard last night Aaron Rodgers has arrived in Green Bay.
Yeah, and, had that story, Eddie. We had it. Yes,
happened
we did.
In the overnights. The Packers continuing to try and do things to placate Aaron Rodgers, got to make him happy. Apparently, they're bringing back wide receiver Randall Cobb to the team, agreeing on a deal. Of course, he had
you know played. His family actually came up with the Cobb salad. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Corn on the Cobb, baby.
Corn on the Cobb, named after him too.
Yes, that is absolutely true as well. Good job, Roberto. It's also there. It's on his Wikipedia page. It must be true.
That's actually his middle name, Corn.
Yeah, Corn Cobb. Yeah. That's why they like him in the Midwest more than in Texas, where he was playing for the Cowboys and the Texans.
He had been one of Aaron Rodgers' main targets. He left, I think he played for the Texans.
Well, it's not done yet, though. I'm hearing, Eddie,
that
it is contingent on the Packers renegotiating the salary because he has 8.2 million dead presidents guaranteed to him, and that's a problem. Now, you know my thoughts on the salary cap, that it doesn't matter. You just move some numbers around. Boom, done. Problem solved.
That's what we do here at Fox Sports Radio with our salary cap.
We have a very tight salary cap. And I got to tell you, I've done my part, I think you guys have as well, to keep us under the salary cap. I really have.
Certainly.
Not that I have a choice in the matter, but I have helped them. So, anyway. All right, thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on and on and on, and the Olympic basketball, the U.S. winning 120-66, as Eddie said.
I saw something on Twitter that the spread was 39.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, and they won by 54. Okay. So you said there wouldn't be a 40-point spread, so there was like almost a 40-point. if that's true. And some tough defense by the Iranian team there. U.S. shot 55% from the floor. So anyway, that's the deal. That game was over at the end of the first quarter, as you might imagine it should be. So we began the hour yapping about Deshaun Watson. There's also a possible money laundering scandal which is making the rounds. But we need to take some phone calls. We haven't done any of that. Bad job by us. So let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Charlie. All right, hold on. Apparently we have a golden ticket, so Charlie will have to stand down. Let's go now to Chris in Houston. F. Altuve! F. Altuve!
It kick rocks, Charlie. Ain't nobody want to hear from that old tumbleweed city. I'm telling you, man. Hey, I'll tell you one thing about San Antonio. If you want some Tex-Mex, that's where you go to. But that's all they serve in them damn hotels up there, man. They don't give you nothing else.
I don't like Tex-Mex, man. I'm not a Tex-Mex guy. I like real Mexican food.
It's like minute to Mexico down there, man. That's basically what it is, mini Mexico. You know, at least in Houston, you can try everything. So I just want to say,
it sounds like you want to get into the octagon with Charlie. Would you like to get into the octagon?
Listen, man. Look here, Ben. You keep trying to bait people into these octagons. Charlie don't want this smoke, okay? I took down Real Talk. I don't deal with
All right, hold on a sec. Chris, hold on. I'm going to go right back to you. Put him on hold, Coop. I'm going to go right back to you. Hold on, Chris. Chris says you can't handle the smoke of his hot takes in Houston. Your rebuttal.
What does Chris know about hotel foods in San Antonio? Motel 6 Continental Breakfast is a bagel and scrambled eggs. What do you know about Tex-Mex, bro?
All right. Hold on a sec. Let's go back to Chris in Houston. Chris, what do you know about Tex-Mex? They don't serve that at the Motel 6. That was Charlie's rebuttal.
So he did get a job training. That was an upgrade from the Palace Inn he was saying he was working at, huh? So we up to Motel 6 now.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Hey, but look here, man. I ain't got time for San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? Go back to your churros and your dirty creek water. Now, look here. This is Sean Watson. You know they gonna treat this cat like they treated Colin Kaepernick. Look here. Go sit on the side, drink your juice box, and eat some apple slices. You know, this Gen Z. They're not going to let him. They're going to put him in bubble wrap and, you know, wait till all this crap is over with. Now, you and your hypocrisy now. Now, look here. You got a cat that literally beat a chick up and admitted to beat the chick up and act like it wasn't nothing about it. The thing with Deshaun is, I think he was so much of a choir boy, they don't want to basically go out of bounds. Because these chicks don't want to cooperate.
He already went out of bounds. I mean, it's not about going out of bounds. He already went out of bounds.
What I'm saying is, like, Ezekiel Elliott got 4 games because he was kind of a mess up the whole, you know, he had his own little you know, down before then.
Well, and if you read the Zeke Elliott stuff, he shouldn't have been suspended for 4 games. The NFL screwed that up.
But they jumped the gun because he had priors already. I think the thing with Deshaun is that he didn't have any type of priors, not even a fingernail crack. You know, he felt like a choir boy.
Well, I don't know about that. Listen, everyone's got, but you know, people say the same stuff about Kobe. And I mean, everyone's got skeletons.
But I think they didn't want to jump the gun. I mean, the thing with Tom Brady is, I think because he was a repeat offender from cheating, they had to give him something. You know, I think it's the thing with Roger Goodell. This Gen Z now, we can get on the cut all day, but I want to talk about it, Simone Biles. And Jason, your boy Jason Smith, Mr. Cutler over there, gave her a rip. This is a champion, okay? And look here, the Olympics are made to make new champions. And look here, man, them chicks should have stepped up and won gold. They don't got to sit here and try to rip her because she couldn't perform.
That's a bad thing. She choked. Just say it like she choked. She couldn't handle it.
She's a champion. She's not a Clipper. She's not a Clipper.
And she's also a choker. Both things can be true.
She's not a Clipper. Nothing to do with Clipper.
In the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, she's a quitter. That's it. There's nothing else that needs to be said. You can rationalize it, massage her, and give her a bubble bath, but she quit. I mean, the videos, I saw it. I don't even like gymnastics. That's a quitter. Simone Biles is a quitter. Quitter! Why are we trying to change this? Where have people gone wrong? It's a plague now in sports. The whole point of sports, and I'm going to do a monologue on this coming up in about 20 minutes or so as the crow flies, a little less than that, or a little more, depending on how you look at it. But I'm going to rant and rave about Simone Biles and the fact she quit. But it's more about the media reaction. I mean, it is so over the top, out of proportion with reality. How can you have... I know this is sports, so it's not that important, but how can you have a functioning society like that where people just quit? I mean, you sign up for a job. I'm a big believer. I talk about this all the time, the code of the West. When you start something, you finish it. And if it's tough, that builds up some thick skin. And you're not going to win. You're not going to succeed all the time. You're going to have failures, but you don't give up. You never give up. Now we have a bunch of people that were raised to give up. And I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around it. That's not how I'm wired. That's not how I was raised. I can't imagine that is now going to become the new normal, and I'm now have to adjust to a bunch of quitters. That's not how you go about your business. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's more embarrassing the people that are defending what she did. That's even more embarrassing. Anyway, straight ahead, we will have the MLB Pick'em. The MLB Pick'em. I guess we'll have to go back to Charlie at some point. Also, here's the Who Am I game. And so the Angels, Shohei Ohtani. The other night, he became the first American League pitcher to steal a base in a home game since me. Now, as you know, they do not typically allow the pitchers in the American League to bat, because they have this thing called the DH. But Angels slugger slash pitcher Shohei Ohtani recently, a couple nights ago, became the first American League pitcher to steal a base in a home game since me. Who am I? That is the question, the answer, and the MLB Pick'em. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Baby, you want to hang out with me? You better get me that good stuff.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/podcast. Make that, oh boy. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Can't believe you cursed on the air, Eddie. How dare you?
I didn't.
You did. I heard the beep. Here's the Who Am I game. So the Angels, Shohei Ohtani, becoming the first American League pitchers to steal a base in a home game since me. That is the question. What is the answer? And the answer's flowing in here, one after another. Bob Tewksbury from Mr. Nice Guy, iconic name of the 1980s. Bark Andre Fleury from Rob in Vegas. Raleigh Fingers from Vols fan Jimmy and Dante. Edwin Encarnacion from A-Dub, a very popular name on this show for a couple of years back in the day. We had a jingle. Half Pint, guest by Donkey Kong. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. Henry Burger Knife from Edmund Washington Garcia. That account. Michael Clark Duncan, tossed out by Justin in Cincinnati. Another Raleigh Fingers guest by Jason in Denver. Waldo, tossed out by Alf, the alien opiner. Bartolo Colon from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Paulie D is going with Mark Langston as his answer. James the Machinist says Lloyd McClendon is the way to go. Rey Mysterio Jr. from Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Troy in Seattle is going with Tom Glavin as his answer. Chris in Des Moines, Iowa says Jack Armstrong. Skeeter in Montana, guessed by Just John. Well, that's a good photo of Skeeter. I think of him more as the guy on the left in that photo than the guy on the right. I think the little gift that you sent out. Pedro Martinez, guessed by the Palm Desert Rat. Who else do we have? Page down, page down. Terry in England says Andrew Quitter Luck. Billy Jack from Mark Mann, the Bronco fan. The Animaniacs, tossed out by Trucker Joe. Doctor Who from the Finn fan. Inca Terror, the classically trained musician and staple of our talent show as a judge, says Blind Scott, who is still waiting to take down. I'm still waiting to take down to the Octagon. So he's throwing it down. He says, I would like to have a piece of Blind Scott. That's what Inca Terra says. Blind on blind crime. Right there. Vicente Padilla from David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. That's a good name. And we've upset listener Mads, by the way. She delivers food in Oregon there. She's very upset. She's a former gymnast. She does not like my take on Simone Biles, and she's shaking her head in shame.
I don't care.
Yeah. No, Mads is upset with me. Listen, I agree. You should only listen to people who agree with you. The amen choir. Why listen to anyone who disagrees? Who wants to hear that? Anyway, Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I do. It is all former right. Giants great William Van Landingham.
William Van Landingham. No, that is incorrect, Eddie. Now, again, the question, Angels Shohei Ohtani, the first American League pitcher to steal a base in a home game since me. That would be Nolan Ryan, of all people, in 1972 for the California Angels against the Oakland Athletics. And that was the last day before the designated hitter became a thing in baseball. Nolan Ryan, who I remember mostly at the end of his career when he was built like a tank and beat the crap out of Robin Ventura in one of the great highlights, which is still, every year on the anniversary, somebody will send it out on social media, and it's an amazing highlight. Anyway, Nolan Ryan was in his mid-40s, and Robin Ventura was in the prime of his athletic career and dared charge the mound at a baseball icon, and Nolan Ryan just beat him up, held his head, and beat him with noogies right to the head. It was outstanding. Outstanding by Nolan Ryan. Who I love, because when I was in high school, I used to go out and get autographs and sell them, get some money on the side, a little side hustle. And Nolan Ryan, the last couple of years of his career, he would, outside the hotel there, he would sign autographs the last day of the road trip. And us kids made a killing selling Nolan Ryan autographs back in the day. But right now, it is time for, here we go, the MLB Pick'em Daily Fantasy Baseball, and Eddie Garcia, I am told, is going to go first, so please hurry up.
Wow. Let's go with Rafael Devers.
It's a terrible pick. Roberto, not on my board. Not on my board.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with, I guess I'll go Walker Buehler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not too confident in that.
Well, he'll pitch good and then get taken out of the game, so he won't get the win.
That's true.
Ken Lee's due to puke one of those games off in San Francisco. All right, go ahead, Coop.
I will go with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, okay. Give me Shohei Ohtani. Thank you for that. And I will take eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Goldie, Paul Goldschmidt of the Redbirds. Koopaloo.
I will go with Lucas
Giolito. Oh, never mind.
Lucas Giolito?
No, take him.
He's yours. He's yours.
What do you mean? Yeah.
What's good pick. A couple months ago, it would have been a great pick. Roberto. Go ahead, Roberto.
Let's go with Xander Bogaerts.
Xander Bogaerts. All right, Eddie.
Let's go J.D. Martinez and Anthony Descalfani.
You guys get suckered into those double headers.
Good pick with that.
I got
terrible Dodger lineup.
All right, hurry up. You're done, Eddie. Roberto, go ahead.
Bo Bichette.
Oh, go ahead, hurry up.
Wow. Randall Grichuk.
All right, Zach Wheeler.
Oh, hey, Ben finished in last
Wheeler
again.
Of the Fighting Phils from last to first. It's a comeback story today.
Last again.
Comeback.
Last.
Come back.